This is Senator Al Simpson. Congress has sent to the President a defense authorization bill that could severely hinder our national security. Ted Kennedy and I will face off after this. Ted, in its usual election year zeal to cut defense and cater to all the geared-up special interests, Congress has passed a downright dangerous defense package. This bill actually increases future defense costs. It could delay deployment of the MX missile and leave the United States without a mobile ICBM program, and all at a time when we're pursuing such sensitive arms reduction talks with the Soviet Union. It imposes weapons limits and test bans on the U.S. military, burdens we place on ourselves alone while the Soviets are free to keep right on beefing up. We're not talking about cutting out fraud in the Pentagon, Ted. Who isn't for that? But this bill cuts right to the bone, through the very sinews of our national security.
Al, the only bone in sight is your bonehead argument. The right wing does some strange things in defense, but this takes the cake. You're throwing a $300 billion tantrum, Al. The right wing urged President Reagan to veto the entire $300 billion appropriations for defense, all because they didn't get their way on MX missiles, Star Wars, and all the other gold-plated boondoggles on their military wish list. Defense isn't being cut at all, Al. President Reagan asked for $300 billion for defense, and he's getting every dime of it. $300 billion from Congress. The battle is over priorities. Congress earmarked more funds to strengthen our conventional forces, where the need is greatest, and less funds for the administration's reckless nuclear buildup. I know you've never met a nuclear weapon you didn't like, Al, but even President Reagan is for arms control now. You probably think he's gone soft on the Soviets, don't you, Al? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the latest right-wing scheme to aid the Contras in Nicaragua. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.